Hello, and welcome into the light. I'm Catherine Michelle. February is Black History Month, so it seems a perfect time to introduce you to some African-American composers. Probably the best-known African-American composer of classical music is Julia Perry, who was born in Kentucky in 1924. Her family soon moved to Akron, Ohio, where she grew up in a house full of music. Her father, a doctor, played the piano, and both older sisters played the violin. Perry wanted to be a composer from an early age. She earned bachelor's and master's degrees from Westminster Choir College and also studied at the Juilliard School and the Berkshire Music Center in Massachusetts. Perry received two Guggenheim Fellowships and spent the 1950s in Europe, studying in Italy with the avant-garde composer Luigi Dalla Piccola and taking some lessons with Nadia Boulanger in Paris. We've talked about Nadia Boulanger on previous broadcasts as being a wonderful teacher of all kinds of fabulous composers. After her return to the United States, Perry taught briefly at Florida A&M College and Atlanta University. In 1971, she suffered a paralytic stroke and was hospitalized for several years, but taught herself to write with her left hand and returned to composing before her death in 1979 at the age of 55. All in all, she composed 12 symphonies, a violin concerto, two piano concertos, four operas, cantatas, choral pieces, songs, and numerous instrumental and chamber and solo works. We'll hear her composition entitled A Short Piece for Orchestra. Although some of Perry's music includes musical idioms from her African-American heritage, this piece is more reflective of the 20th century Western technique she learned from Dalla Piccola and Boulanger, and I think she uses them to great expressive and lyrical ends.